Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible truth and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. One of the favorite topics here on Life's Toolbox is communications. Every time I do a show that involves that, I get some replies and some responses and asking for more. We've discussed communication tools on the show, like I said, many times when they enhance other tools that are presented here. This week, I'm led to devote an entire show to what I personally feel are the four most impactful communication tools that I have in my toolbox. Our tool for today is practice authentic communication. And like I said, within this one tool, we're going to chat about four different tools that I consider the most important in the art of communication. And it truly is an art. By definition, art simply means a skill acquired by experience, study, or observation, and the conscious use of skill and creative imagination. Those are beautiful examples and beautiful definitions of what communications is all about. So each of the first three tools are essential if you want to truly communicate. Combining them with the fourth tool will truly make you an artist in your communications. The conversations, whether they begin due to a negative or a positive subject, will reveal even more understanding and positive results than ever imagined when you use these tools. The first of the tools is listen with the intent to understand. And I know we've talked about this one here before. We're going to go into just a little bit more detail. Listening with the intent to understand is one of the greatest communication tools that we can practice in our relationships and our lives. Until we understand, we stand little or no chance of working through whatever issues or topics or whatever's going on in that conversation or in our lives. When we understand the other people and underlying causes for the situations that we face, we open ourselves to find resolution and forward movement. With understanding, we have little need to make stuff up about the actions and the words of others. We have no need for judgments or comparisons. As we've talked about on the show many times, those things really do hinder our growth and our experience of life. So we want to do everything we can to get rid of those judgments and comparisons. When we fully understand ourselves, we communicate our thoughts more clearly. We leave little room for misinterpretation or misunderstanding. Most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. The cause of many arguments and disagreements that we face in the world today, as well as our relationships, rise from this truth. Effective communication tools are not usually used as part of our conversations, and in some cases, they are being intentionally ignored, especially on social media. In many conversations, listening does not even come into the mix. We find people bullying others into submission to their ideas. We find people that have complete disregard for others' thoughts and opinions, and these things dictate much of what is considered communication these days. The sad thing about this is that we are giving up one of the greatest assets possible for growth, expansion of knowledge, and our experience of life and relationships by refusing to truly listen to others. Listening with the intent to understand does not mean that we must forget what we think or believe. It does not mean that we must surrender our own ideas and adopt the ideas of others. Listening with the intent to understand simply means hearing what is actually being said, and this practice opens the door to an amazing understanding and can even lead to a new way of perceiving and experiencing our own thoughts and opinions. We do not abandon our own beliefs. We don't abandon our thoughts. We don't abandon our ideas. However, when we listen with the intent to understand, we may actually expand upon our original thoughts, ideas, and opinions. When we do not effectively listen, we miss this beautiful gift. When communications fail, things begin to snowball, and often it becomes out of control. A misunderstanding can lead to loss of trust, anger, sadness, a sense of loneliness, and much more. It is not until we shift our way of communicating that we can prevent the avalanche of issues that are heading our way. No matter how much we love someone, No matter how much we desire happiness and goodness in our relationships and our life, intimate or otherwise, we will never know true peace, love, and happiness until we find understanding. The understanding we seek is far beyond the words that are spoken. Listening to with the intent to understand opens us to the feelings and intentions the other person is expressing. In relationships, no matter what reasons couples claim when they are filing for divorce, communication breakdowns is the underlying cause of nearly every breakup. Conversely, if communication skills are used, greater understanding of the partner's communication can lead to resolution and growth. The issues that arise can find resolution when we open ourselves to understand what's truly going on. Most problems at work can be resolved with empowered communication. And just about every one of the global problems that we face these days can be solved if only the powers that govern would be open to practice authentic communication. You know, while social media and the amazing technologies of today have made it easier to stay connected to others, they have also become a source that further damages authentic communications. Through the use of technology, we are losing that personal touch. We are losing our authentic connections. It is up to each of us to make changes and enhance our communication skills if we want to truly connect with others and ultimately lead our lives and even the world to peace and well-being. The thing to remember here is that communication errors are not always obvious or blatant failures. We often don't even realize that we've made an error until the energy of the conversation or the relationship shifts. In our fast-paced lifestyles, we have begun to hurry through everything we do, and our conversations and communications are not excluded. Even with our partners, we rush our communications so we can get on to the next topic or project. In this need for speed, we have learned many shortcuts which amount to ways not to communicate throughout our lives. When we're receiving information from someone, whether it be work-related, a domestic issue, or a romantic conversation, hearing the actual words spoken and listening beyond those words opens us to understanding. When we become vested enough to seek understanding, we validate the speaker with our attention, and we validate ourselves with understanding. With understanding, we know how to respond appropriately. When others feel heard, the relationship elevates and expands. So that's listening with the intent to understand. The next tool in the communication toolbox is communicate with flexibility. Authentic communication does not stop with hearing and understand others. That's a great step to make, but that's not the end. We must also be authentic in the message we send out and the way we send it. When we are speaking, we serve communications, the relationship, our partner, and ourselves greatly with the use of this tool. Again, the fast-paced lifestyle most of us have adopted brings us to the belief that we have no time for authentic communication, and flexibility takes a hit. We tend to race through our conversations. We abbreviate our conversations. We use letters instead of complete words in our texts and our emails. We even use emojis in many cases in place of a written or a verbal response. As a society, we have truly adopted a faster is better mentality, and we look for as many shortcuts as we can find in our communications and everywhere else. These shortcuts are not reserved, like I said, for communications. We use them everywhere, including our health and wellness. We've got to stop using the shortcuts. The shortcuts in every aspect of life cheat us from being fully present and mindful, since we are looking ahead for ways to save time. In doing this, we miss much of life. Using shortcuts while delivering our message cheats us of fully expressing what we want to say, and it cheats our partners of hearing our heart. When we use these shortcuts, we are giving permission to the one we are communicating with to make up their own story about what we're trying to say. To communicate with flexibility, we must be fully present in our communications, and we must be complete in our conversations. The shortcuts devalue what we are trying to say. We must be mindful of our experience while we are communicating. When we are fully present while communicating with our partners or anyone else, we expand love and we expand understanding. Our message is expressed on a much deeper level, which results in greater understanding. The time we take to ensure complete understanding on our part and the part of others is more than redeemed in the time saved by everyone being on the same unified, energetic flow towards whatever outcome it is that we seek. Part of communicating with flexibility is being flexible in how we speak our messages. One of the communication errors I frequently witness is when someone makes a statement and the other person does not understand or know the answer. Most of the time, the first person says the same exact thing over and over again, only louder. I think I've told this story on the show before, but a couple near me a few years ago at a restaurant fell into this trap. The woman was saying something to her husband, and her husband replied with, "What?" She repeated the phrase again, only louder. And again, he said, "What?" This happened a total of 7 times, and each time the volume went up. It was obvious this was not a matter of failed hearing, but one of not understanding. So getting louder will not make the point any clearer. Listening with the intent to understand, the lady making this statement would have realized that this was not failed hearing. She would have realized that this was just the man was not understanding what she was saying. With this realization, she could have rephrased her message and communicated her point differently. The receiver could have expanded his vocabulary and asked for clarification instead of just saying "what." There are many things that could have been done here to come to understanding. Communicating with flexibility expands clarity and creates an atmosphere where understanding truly is possible. Be flexible enough to restate in different words and phrases so that the recipient can come to understanding. It is not totally their responsibility to get your point. It is primarily yours. Having said that, if you are one who does not understand, instead of saying "huh" or "what" over and over again, be brave enough to admit that you just don't understand. It does not make us stupid if the message sent is given in such a way that we just don't make any sense out of it. Ask for clarity. Another great example comes from a client who was based in one location while the staff that he was communicating with was in another part of the country. My client and his staff were having discussions about the launch of a huge new project, and all of the communications were done via phone due to an overfull schedule that did not allow face-to-face meetings. Daily phone calls were made, and it led everyone to believe that everything was on track and heading in the right direction. 3 months into the project, my client was finally able to visit the other location to check on the progress. What he found was a disaster. His staff was totally off track from his intentions. 3 months and nearly $6 million into this project, they realized that it was nowhere near what the ultimate goal was. It was on a totally different track. Looking back at the communications between my client and his staff, we found that the instructions that he had given were carried out perfectly. However, the instructions were not clear on the ultimate outcome, and the staff had gone a completely different direction because they believed that they fully understood. They were working diligently, that you could not cast any fault at all on the work they were doing. It was simply misunderstanding. When we assume our communications have been heard and understood and we fail to follow up with flexible communications, the outcomes may be far different than the ideas in our mind. We may assume that all is well while the other person may have a totally different assumption as to the meaning of our message. These assumptions on the relationship level lead to communication breakdowns, which in turn create unnecessary stress on the relationship, which in turn becomes relationship breakdowns on many levels. Failure to fully communicate is a primary cause for romantic breakups, divorce, family tensions, loss of friends, and loss of peace in our life. On a global scale, communication breakdowns can easily lead to failed policies, tension between countries, and even war. It is not that we do not see eye to eye as much as we are not communicating flexibly enough to fully express our needs or understand the point of others. Miscommunications block agreements and resolution. Until we become flexible in our communications and truly hear what is being said, we can never really find solution. When we do not listen or hear, and when we do not speak from a place of authenticity with a desire for understanding, we can find results in every situation that don't work. We have to get clear. We have to find understanding. And when we do, those results shift and we can find a resolution for every situation that we find ourselves in. The next tool in the communication toolbox is Do You Mean? And I know we've talked about this one before, but I want to touch on it again because it is so vitally important. I was introduced to this communication game several years ago, and it has transformed into a powerful tool and become a staple in my communications toolbox. And it's still invaluable in my relationship, my work, my everyday life. And here's how it works. When I'm listening to someone tell me a story or talking about anything at all, I practice this Do You Mean? I'm going to call it a tool now. We used to call it a game, but it's more than that. When they have concluded their story, I ask, Do you mean? And I repeat back in my own words what I just heard. In doing this, several beautiful benefits occur. First, the person talking to me feels validated and heard. Next, I'm communicating that I truly do want to understand this story. And then the other person has the opportunity to clarify anything I may have misinterpreted or missed. When this tool is used, there is very little chance of misunderstanding. Do you mean can also be used when I'm sending a message. When I am giving information or telling a story, I can reverse this and I can ask the other person to tell me what they just heard me say. The benefits here are just as profound. The person I'm speaking with feels validated because I'm taking time to make sure they understand and I am able to ensure my message has been received. The added benefit to both scenarios is that a foundation is built upon which, a foundation is built upon which we can find resolution to problems. We can expand our experience of each other and the content, and many other positive movement and growth can come from this as well. In using this tool, there's very little room for error, whether the other person knows how to play the game or not. Understanding is found. And flexibility is encouraged. When we practice these three tools, communication mishaps are far less frequent. However, there are still many other ways that we can miscommunicate. And I want to talk about just a few of those before we move on to the most valuable communication tool possible. There are times when we feel like we're doing a great job communicating and then suddenly anger shows up or misunderstandings occur or trust levels fall. Along with the above mentioned cases of communication issues, many of our miscommunications can be caused by the words we use, or more accurately, the numerous definitions of the words we use. For example, when I ask you to define this statement, they were tight. When I ask this to clients or in some of my group programs, I hear answers like, they were close friends, the nuts and bolts were put together firmly, they were drunk, they were stingy with their money, they were in sync, they worked well together. Every one of these are correct if the only information you have is they were tight. So the words that we use are not that reliable at all, you know, which is another great reason that these tools that we've already mentioned really come into play. Did you know that the words we use in our conversations only make up 7% of effective communication? Our tone of voice comes in at 38%, and then body language makes up the remaining 55%. Imagine what this does to our communication reliability when all we do is text or email. You know, society has gotten us to the point where we're using those really heavily these days, so we've got to be even more flexible in how we communicate. Another communication killer is an I'm right mentality. When we think we are right, we are closed to other people's insights and opinions. We interpret anything that differs from our mindset as wrong, and in doing that, we make the other person holding a different opinion wrong, and ultimately we shut down effective communication. And another way to harm communications is the belief that it is not our responsibility if someone misinterprets what we say. To that, I say wrong. We are solely responsible for our message getting across correctly. If we do not care enough about what we have to say to make sure that our intent is delivered correctly, then maybe our statement does not need to be delivered in the first place. Now, if we take great measures to deliver the message in a way that the impact can equal our intent and it is still misunderstood, we have choices. We can continue looking for flexible ways to communicate the message, or we can let the person know that we're not on the same page, and we can open a different dialogue about how to sync up, about how to start understanding each other better. Of course, complete understanding may occur, and the other person just might not agree with us. That's a totally different topic. Listen with the intent to understand, communicate with flexibility, and practice "do you mean" will all set up meaningful conversations with your partners, your family members, your friends, your coworkers, anyone else that you encounter. Communication is the key to elevating and expanding relationships and all of life. So those are the first three. Now, let's talk about the most valuable communication tool I have to offer, and that is communicate with love. I'm going to tell you what love means here in just a minute. It's not it's not necessarily from your heart. It does come from your heart, but it's not the type of love you would share with a spouse or a family member, something like that. This is the most powerful, beneficial, and enlightening communication tool available. If you have a desire to elevate your communications and create more clarity and understanding, this tool has tremendous and positive impact with everyone that you'll meet and is essential to elevate and expand your relationships, especially your closest ones. Communicate with love is a tool, and it simply means listen openly, validate equally. After more than 20 years of communication studies through the work of many teachers, programs, and books, I have learned 18 ways not to communicate effectively. All that time, I have only learned one way that has been found to be proven. It's proven to work, and it offers effective communications every time, and that's this love model. This statement does not negate the value of the tools discussed earlier. Each of those tools, and many more, will play a part in getting us to the point where we can practice the love model more effectively. Some of the most common listening mistakes that you're going to run across are rehearsing, bullying, counterattacking, being right, dreaming, evaluating or judging, giving advice, and being philosophical. None of those, even though they're common practices, none of those will encourage understanding or complete communication. So each time we practice one of these, we devalue the content of the conversation, we devalue the other person, and we devalue ourselves. We prevent the complete meaning of understanding of the conversation from being discovered. Practicing the love model will lead us to communications that serve. The first part of the love model is listen openly, and this simply means to listen. We often burden ourselves with the belief that we should fix whatever problem is being presented. We stress over ways to improve upon that which is said to us. We even fall into chaotic thinking sometimes when we feel that we need to have a response ready to go when the other person has completed their statement. And that's what's called dreaming or rehearsing. True understanding comes when we let go of the burdens and the stress of responding and we simply listen. More times than not, the needed solution or response presents itself during the listening phase when we are listening to understand. Even if the conversation does not require a solution and is simply a storytelling moment, being free to hear instead of responding creates an atmosphere of trust and understanding. Clearing our minds and simply hearing what the other person is saying allows us to share the moment. As we are listening, we can release the stress of adding our interpretation to what is being said. We serve no one, not ourselves, the other person, and certainly not the relationship, by interpreting the content of the conversation differently than the one who is speaking it. The next part of the love model is validate equally. The "do you mean" game comes in beautifully here. We can state what we just heard, and we can ask for clarification on the things that we may have missed. When we validate, we show support. We acknowledge the other person's worthiness, and we express love. To validate equally shows that we do not deem the other person's understanding of what they just shared as less important than our understanding or interpretations. Practice authentic communication and watch your world elevate and expand into beautiful experiences. Communication truly is the greatest tool that we can have in our toolbox, and that's why we speak of it so much here on Life's Toolbox. When we communicate authentically, we create deeper relationships. We create deeper understanding. We create a platform upon which great friendships, great romantic relationships, great family time together can all grow. Had a beautiful example of this this week, and it was with a car dealer. And through communications, we were able to work through some issues that I was told were insurmountable. They are not. The communications that we all used found resolution. I want to thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to join the Life's Toolbox group on Facebook. Ask questions there. Begin conversations. I would love to see this group as a platform we can use to elevate love and peace in the world. I'm also going to start posting some questions on there, asking you what you would like me to talk about, what you would like to get more information or more insight on. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out how my work may assist you in opening awareness to your own authentic truth. On the site, you're going to find out all about my work, my books, the different programs that I have going. I also provide emotional release and energetic healing services to assist you in moving beyond all that keeps you from living the life you desire, and you'll find out information about that on the site as well. Check out the other amazing shows here on Empower Radio. You will find at least one that's going to speak to your heart, and then be sure to share Life's Toolbox and the other shows with your family and friends. And in doing so, you are lifting the positive energy throughout this beautiful world. As always, my sincerest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating Empower Radio. And thank you to Mark, my producer, for doing such an incredible job for us. Until next week and beyond, practice authentic communications. Show you care about the other person, the content of the conversation, and your own ability to understand. Love and peace to you all.